govern America. We've put together a great program this morning for Govern America, and this is a new time of day for me, so my screen's disappeared for my information that I needed to give. So this is the call-in number for RBN is 800-313-9443. And my co-host today is Will Roberts, and I want to say hi, Will.
Well, good morning, Melody. Thanks for inviting me on with you.
And I know there's more information, but I'll bring those up on the next during the break so that I have them again. I don't know what happened on my computer screen, but and we've got two special guests that are going to come on today with us. And again, I want to thank Darren Meeks for giving me the opportunity to come on the program and discuss a subject that I know that is near and dear to everybody, but it starts at the local level. And this is something that Will Roberts, who does a program called Become Vocal Local, and he's not a stranger to RBN. And but we're going to be talking about some voting issues initially, and then we'll get into some other issues with Will later on. And so in the meantime, Will, do you want to say anything to the audience?
Well, certainly, yes, I do another radio broadcast. You can always find my website at becomevocallocal.com, which will give all the listeners the contact information. And I was on the Republic Broadcasting Network starting in, either 2007 or 2008, ran for about 7 months, and then went on to a different network and then on to another network. But nevertheless, this is the same sort of a discussion, Melody. I'm so glad that you're bringing it out, that I've conducted on my own broadcast for a long time. The idea of becoming vocal local is absolutely fundamental. If we can understand that our local voting precincts are the basic building block of our electoral system or our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, and then think about it from the standpoint of being able to work successfully to put together coalitions in your county to be able to elect or unelect, if you will, or replace obstinate party members, people that are involved in the system that are standing between where we need to go in the future, which I consider to be greater and greater amounts of freedom and less amount of tyranny and despotic control. So part of the discussion today is going to have to do with the election authority, and if it were at all possible for us right where we are in our counties to focus on that election authority, whether that be the county clerk or whether that just be the election authority. It's named differently in different places around the country. This would be a great place, you know, to focus our attention, because if we cannot get our ballot back, then we have one of the main pillars, one of the main three main pillars of our representative system of government not accessible to us. And so I'm looking forward to this discussion this morning with your guests.
And my guests will be Teresa Benz and Marilyn Marks. And Marilyn ran for an office in Aspen, Colorado. And Teresa Benz has been working diligently with another lady on some journalistic aspects behind this whole thing, just kind of keeping this big pot stirred to get attention to the fact that, you know, down on our local levels that there's problems with the voting system. And do we have Marilyn on the line? No? Okay, all right. All right, so, and so ultimately, I do want to mention that all this is www.republicbroadcasting.org, and it's possible to pay $5, $10, and $20 $20 per month for our archive, the archives, and this would be to subscribe to the archives, or it's only $1.33 per month as well. So people, you know, this helps support the station and keeps these programs, fine programs, going. So it sounds like we're coming up for a break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generations.
Roberts, who is sitting side saddled with me this morning, and we're going to hopefully bring some good information to the public. And I've got two guests that are lined up. One of them is Teresa Benz and Marilyn Marks. And so what we are going to do is talk about some voting issues, and this is an issue taking place in Sawatch, Colorado. But I also want to mention that There's a call-in number at 800-313-9443. And, again, this is republicbroadcasting.org for those that that need to, I'm not reading the prompt here right. So, anyway, so let's get on with it here.
There you go.
Will, did you have anything you wanted to start out and ask these ladies?
Well, I think that, first of all, it's been a very interesting saga, and I'm looking forward to hearing the finer points, the details. You've been sending me emails, Melody, all along as this thing has developed. So hopefully we'll be able to find out just how that election, the contest worked out and whether the recounts went through properly. And certainly the amount of, I'd like to hear more about the pressure that has been put on the election authority and whether or not there's been any relief from that yet. So perhaps Marilyn could start out.
Will, yes, that's the real story that I believe here, that there has been a tremendous amount of pressure put on not only at the local level, but more interestingly, with the state attorney general and the state the secretary of state. And we have found not only no relief, but we have found an incredible amount of obstacles thrown in the way, even including what appear to be false reports from the Secretary of State and the Attorney General, possibly either attempting to cover this up or let's maybe give them a benefit of the doubt and say they have a great deal of confusion about this. So where we stand today is that we've just gotten back an Attorney General's report from the grand jury that was investigating this. And basically they said, yes, there were many, many violations, but hey, elections are too accurate anyway. We're very frustrated.
Maybe one place would be really helpful, Marilyn, would be to go back to the beginning.
Let's look at
the actual election contest. Who are the contestants? Maybe a little bit of background prior to that in case there was any politics that were coming into that election, any contest in the election, and then go through that process. The election happened, and then out it came from there.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if maybe Teresa should get into that a little bit. Marilyn or Teresa, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Teresa, do you want to go ahead and answer Will on this and get the basics of what's going on? And this is in the state of Colorado in the county of Sawatch.
Okay, I've been reporting on election-related issues since I first came to this newspaper in this area since about 2000. And, you know, at first it wasn't anything real notable. And then as I covered things a little bit more, I started to notice some things that really concerned me. And the first things I noticed were in a little town, where my paper is out of, and that's Center, Colorado. And there were some really strange political things going on there, and they tie in quite handily to this election business. And what was going on over there is they had a group of people that were running elections basically in the town for over 30 years. And these were people who were very well entrenched. They would spell each other serving as, you know, town manager, mayor, town clerk type thing. I mean, it was just a back and forth thing with these same people. And they happened to be Democrats, and they were very much tied in with, at first migrant issues, but they also ran the Democrat Central Committee, and so therefore they had a lot of influence. And one of the people that had been the mayor played other roles in the town became a commissioner. And when that happened, a lot of the problems that we saw in Center with elections and a real stranglehold on the political power over there transferred over to the county. And it just kept getting worse. There was a lot of corruption. Before we ever saw problems in Sawatch County, we saw a couple of bad elections in Center. And one of them went to court, and I was actually party to that. And it basically was the exact same thing that happened in Swatch, and it just repeated itself in 2010. But that we'd been having problems with elections also in Swatch for, I don't know, a while. I don't know how far that actually goes back, but there'd especially been problems with the county clerk. So that's where we are.
Well, if I might jump in just briefly and get a little bit more background on it, you mentioned that some of the people that are involved here are involved in the county committee, either county committee men and county committee women from their respective precincts. They then have a kind of a circle of influence within the county committee and perhaps other people within their greater patronage network that they continually sit in as people who are elected to office locally, people who are appointed to various boards and councils. So you're always dealing with the same relatively limited, seems to be some background noise. Yeah. Is somebody tapping on something? Hold on to that noise, please.
Sounds like paper rustling.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, the question there, or actually the comment in the question, Teresa, is that the right idea? These are the people that turn out at the caucuses. These are the people that run the election authority and actually the county clerk.
Yes. Yes, because there, I think there's six out of seven of the officials at the courthouse, or five out of six, I'm not sure, are Democrats. So, in any event, you know, I should add here that one of the key figures in this, who is a former mayor and former town clerk of Center, and a former, the one who became commissioner from Center, also at one point went to prison on tax fraud and had other, you know, difficulties, and people were very upset when, you know, he came back and just, you know, kind of fit back into his role there. And so, you know, it was rather interesting, and you know, I don't know how, you know, I'm not sure, you know, exactly what played out behind the scenes, but I sure know what I saw, and it wasn't good.
Are any of these individuals, or have any of these individuals gone on and won an election to, let's say, the state representative position or state senator?
Not to my knowledge, no.
So they're all still running locally. Okay, well, thank you.
I think one of the points to touch on there is that there, because there was such a small group that were very involved in the elections, it seems that there was almost no citizen oversight of the election process. There was just, there wasn't a meaningful canvas board function. They, almost everything in terms of the election process was left to the clerk. And I think now the citizens are looking back to recognize that that is the foundation of a lot of the problems here. Had there been an active oversight function by the Republican Party, and even by the Democratic Party, I would say, and then a fully functioning canvas board, the problems that happened on election night and subsequent to election night, where the election was flipped from the Republican winners to later, 3 days later, and we should get into that, the Democrat winners, none of that would have happened had there been a really robust oversight by the citizens. And my message here really keeps coming back to that, and that is our responsibility and role and right as citizens to really operate and oversee our elections and not let a handful of people who know how to work the system work it to their own benefit.
Well, there's one other, just a moment, Melody, I'm sorry. One last part of this is the election judges. Now, for the Democratic Party, do you have any kind of a turnover at all in the election judges, or are the election judges the same guys and gals that have been doing it for the last 30 years?
Teresa, you know that better than anyone.
You know, it seems to be just a little, you know, revolving circle. They just keep, I mean, the same group will serve almost every time, and it may change a little bit from, you know, time to time, but it's all the same people within that little circle.
Okay, we're coming up on break, and then we'll continue this on the other side.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know. Watch my dad.
I'm Melody Hallett, and I'm sitting in for Darren Weeks. And I've got Will Roberts with me as co-hosting, and I've got two ladies that are from Sawatch, Colorado, or Sawatch County, Colorado. Well, no, I'm sorry. Marilyn is in Aspen, and but I've got Teresa Benz from Sawatch County, Colorado, and we are discussing voting issues, but I also want to say that the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And I also have a program on Oracle Broadcasting on Saturday mornings that I'll be having a nice long morning of radio today from 11 a.m. Mountain Time to 1 p.m. And then I do a program called Truth Quest on Tuesday evenings in Salida, Colorado, that goes from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And my archives are www.gimmesometruth.info. And in the meantime, and Will Roberts has a program called Become Vocal Local on Oracle Broadcasting as well. But he's not a stranger to RBN. So in the meantime, we were discussing voting issues with Teresa Benz and Marilyn Marks. And where did we leave off, Will?
Well, I think basically what we've done is we just set down the framework. And if this is something that is so typical of the process, we've got people that are involved at the local level inside the county committees of the two established political parties, of course, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. And apparently here in this area, the Democratic Party has ascendancy. So we have people who are perhaps you could call them county committee men and county committee women from each of the voting precincts. Then we have election judges, and typically election judges return and return and return. You'll come into your voting precinct, and you'll see the same faces year after year after year, which makes it rather difficult there to have any continuity as far as election accountability is concerned, because you have the opportunity for them to fiddle around with the paperwork while no one else is watching. Then you've also got the same group as a county committee for the Democratic and Republican parties, which gives them the opportunity to make appointments, to elect, to run. They can run the county clerk over and over again. They can work the county recorder over and over again. So it makes very difficult to break into that system. And so now what we've seen here, or at least if we got opened up in here, is that we've had a problem with an election. And with that, I'll turn it back to the ladies.
Well, wait, before you go there, I also wanted to mention, you know, I tried to get involved a little bit in the process in my area, and I found that, you know, just doing exit polls, I was getting all kinds of resistance, and I was getting it from both sides of the aisle. So I literally had the opportunity to sit in a meeting where the clerk had mentioned that the memory had been taken out of the machine during the election process, and I was just aghast at the fact that nobody in the room seemed to flinch. It was as though they were under a spell. And when I was asking about it, nothing ever came of it. So it made me wonder, you know, that both sides of the aisle are in on it. What do you guys, ladies, think?
Melody, it is a good question, and certainly both sides of the aisle are not well enough trained. I will stand firm on that, and that I would guess that some of the election judges probably didn't even know what it meant when the memory card was taken out of the machine. In the case of Sawatch, we had the additional wild card of a new machine having been purchased and installed on October the 20th when we had an election on November the 2nd. People had already started voting by mail by the time the machine got installed. It's a machine that has a very, very poor quality record and is known to have many security vulnerabilities. That machine was purchased. There was very little training done of the judges or the clerk staff. And so we had a group of election judges that were accustomed to one style of doing things. All of a sudden, we introduced something brand new to them. And really, literally, right under their noses, they did not see what was happening. The machine was unsecured. Excuse me. Go ahead, Melody.
What I was going to say is it seems like just about every election cycle now that they're changing out machines and software. So they have this learning curve that you know that they're going to go through every time. And so there's always got that room for error coming in saying, oh, well, you know, it was computer error or, you know, we didn't understand, you know, what was going on. Well, they're going to always have that argument from now on as long as they keep changing these out.
Right. And I'll have to say that some of that argument is almost valid on the part of the judges because these machines can be so complex. Even the Secretary of State representative was there on Election Day and saw the machine, the memory cards, and the laptop all without any security whatsoever. Any of us could have walked up, picked up the memory card, substituted a memory card, manipulated the machines, and the Secretary of State's representative never even bothered to say, Whoa, we cannot run an election with an unsecured machine. In the state of Colorado, if you discover that the machines have not been secured, you are supposed to immediately go into a hand count. You can't use a machine that has had security breaches. Secretary of State's office observed it and never even said a word, probably because of all of the complexities surrounding trying to use a new machine. And that lack of security and all has really created the foundation of this problem.
Okay, we're coming up on a break again, and we'll get back on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Your music.
Good morning. Welcome back to Govern America. And this is Melody Hallett setting in for Darren Weeks. And I want to thank him for giving me the opportunity to host this morning. And again, our call-in number is 800-313-9443. And I've got Marilyn Marks and Teresa Benz and Will Roberts is kind of riding side saddled with me this morning, and we're talking about voting issues. And the more we talk about it, the more I realize that you know, it would take hours to cover all the avenues that these ladies could be going, because we not only have the story behind this whole issue, but the whole mechanisms that's involved. And I'm going to go ahead and let Teresa, I wanted you to get in a little bit more into some of the particulars of how you, you know, the process of how you've been getting this, keeping this into the public purview, and trying to get attention of the Secretary of State and the like. Teresa?
Yes. You know, the only thing I've done is write articles. I started writing them right after the election. I mean, I covered the election. On election night, they didn't fax me the results. The clerk and I already had some some run-ins, and she didn't fax me the results. And I found it strange, and I got the results from the treasurer's office the next morning. And shortly after that, they stopped handing out those results. And we have some copies of them, but they never resurfaced. And neither did a precinct total that people say they eyeballed, and we've never seen that either. So I just kept, you know, writing the articles. I kept, you know, going to the courthouse to, you know, review the different events that were going on. I didn't go election night. I covered the local election over in the center. We had a big bond issue going on there. And but I was there for what they call the retabulation on November 5th, and I later walked in on them doing a precinct totals count November 8th, which they had no watchers, they had no judges present, and there were people sitting in there that didn't, one of them a candidate that shouldn't really have been, you know, and, well, actually the clerk herself and a candidate, and both the clerk and the treasurer were candidates, and they should, or not treasurer, the assessor, and they shouldn't have been, you know, there without judges, watchers, et cetera.
And say no one should have been there without the judges.
Right, yeah. You know, I mean, so they were counting without anyone present. So I took a picture, a couple pictures, and got run out. They even had the sheriff's deputy come over and tell me to leave, because this one gentleman took exception to me taking their picture, and it's like, well, why? So, you know, in any case, then we also had the SOS come down, the Secretary of State's office come down and review the retabulation on November 15th and 16th. I tried to cover that the 15th, and first they barred me from going in. I had to call my local Colorado Press Association, or not local, but the Denver Colorado Press Association attorney, and say, you know, look, what's going on here? I need to be in here. They had to get in touch with Rich Coolidge at the Secretary of State's office and work out a way for me to get in there. And I eventually did get in there after they had spent half the day in there. They wouldn't let us videotape it. I will say it was a very small area and it was jam-packed. So the next day they held it at a better location and we were able to observe better. But they kept us from looking too closely, barred us from looking by something called the six-foot rule, which everyone is contested is illegal because it will not let you, you can only get in line of sight for photographs, and you have to stay 6 feet away from all the votes. You can't get close to them.
Teresa, may I ask you what, if you could give out the name of the newspaper that you write for and perhaps the website so the audience might be able to go up and take a look at your articles?
Sure. It's www.centerpostdispatch. I write for the Center Post Dispatch out of Center, Colorado, and it's centerpostdispatch.com. And I hope that most of the articles are available on there. If not, if they want to email me personally, they can, and certainly they can do that, and I'll provide another link for them to go. Marilyn, do you have that voting news link in your head?
I don't, but I'll get it.
There were also a number of articles in the Pueblo Chieftain and the Denver Post, correct?
Yes.
And are those available at all?
Yes, they are. You can go on either of those sites and search for those articles. And many of them are on voting news, and I will bring up that website. They've collected a nice group of articles. You can search on Sawatch and find them. And Teresa has done a fabulous job of covering this very detailed story. Very few people in the press will cover cover an election story the way that Teresa has stuck with it and provided a huge public service in doing so.
And now she's also been working somewhat with Lisa Syriax too, right? What's your affiliation there, Teresa?
You know, I've known Lisa for several years, but we didn't really get, communicate much until I started covering this story. And she was a member of the Canvas Board. And when I covered Canvas Board meetings also, which began on the 19th and lasted for a little bit there through our recount. But I hadn't really known Lisa much before that. But she also is a journalist. She wrote for the Crestone Eagle. I think she's still doing that on occasion. And it's a monthly, I'm a weekly. But we've traded back. She's written editorials for my paper. And I welcome all the input I can get. But she's knowledgeable on a wide range of subjects that goes far beyond elections. And she's a very, very important person to have, I think, on any team. But she really played a key role as a Canvas Board member. If they hadn't had her leadership, I think things, you know, would have gone much worse than they did, and they went plenty worse, as it turned out.
Yeah, but she's helped keep it in the public arena, or this would have been buried like most of these instances.
She certainly has, and Lisa, as I say, had been the vice chair while this was all going on. She was the vice chair of the Democratic Party, and because she and Teresa and even the Republican candidates were all aligned in saying, wait a minute, this is not a partisan issue. This is an issue for the entire population of Sawatch. We have to get this election back into some kind of transparency and under control. It has really helped to have the bipartisan approach here.
When we talk about bipartisanship, there's another thing that comes in as well. Were there any Libertarian or Constitution Party candidates on this ballot?
There certainly were for state or federal, but not at the local level.
That's unfortunate, because it would be nice to have a truly third party involved in this for a fair election. But that's sometimes the case. I noticed that occasionally here in Southwest Missouri, Constitution Party candidates will be running, Libertarian candidates will be running, and they won't even put the ballots out for them.
Not surprising. And unfortunately, in Colorado, our state statutes for the election are very much geared around the two-party system, and really only the two major parties have the statutory right to have judges. Now, the clerk can appoint judges from the Libertarian Party or other parties, but usually they don't. And the Libertarians and any third parties, unfortunately, are left standing with their nose pressed against the window, trying to see what's going on. And do they get a fair shake? Absolutely not.
Well, surely not in a federal election. I mean, if there's a federal candidate for the Libertarian, if there was a Libertarian governor, for instance, or a Constitution governor, a congressman, they would have to have their ballots. And if they have a ballot, they would have to have an election judge. Certainly, in my experience, I have spent a considerable amount of time, as I concur with you. Yeah, I call it the established two-party political system, because the parties basically have established this political system for them and by them. And the election laws, especially in Missouri, serve as a flea comb to keep all of the pesky little fleas out, so that the dominance is always the established two parties, you know. But any time that you have a federal candidate on the ballot, they most certainly, I can't imagine that your state election laws wouldn't require that they would have the opportunity to have an election judge present.
Imagine it, Will, because that's the case, actually. Now, I'm not talking about at the primary. I'm talking about at the general election. Yes, it only requires a Democrat and a Republican, And it was only at the goodwill of the clerk, if the clerk wants to try to appoint a libertarian or a third-party judge. And at best, what they can do, they being the candidate, third-party candidate, can appoint a watcher. But as Teresa pointed out, and this is a huge problem with Colorado election process, watchers have to stay 6 feet away from the ballots. You can't see anything 6 feet away. So I have actually
need it that way.
Exactly. And I have actually watched Democrats and Republicans sit there together while a third party candidate had to stay 6 feet away while they were reviewing the third party candidate's votes. It should be a joke, but it's unfortunately not.
Marilyn, one of the things that, you know, why did you get involved in this process, by the way?
What? I had gotten very interested in Colorado's elections when I ran for mayor of Aspen in May 2009. I was the most naive candidate ever. I lost by a small margin, but I don't claim that I, quote, should have won. But what I discovered in the election process is, wow, do we play fast and loose with the rules, and we make them up as we go if we don't like it. And after I lost that election, I really became a almost full-time election reform advocate after my experience in seeing just how fast and loose Colorado elections could be. And then when Teresa began to follow the wild goings-on, which we've not really talked about, in this November general election, where we had state and federal and local candidates on the ballot, she began to follow that. I'd never heard of Sawatch County. And through a mutual friend that she reached out to, a voting quality advocate, he contacted me and said, you should talk to Teresa. One thing led to another, and then Teresa and I have been in daily contact and Sawatch has become a project of mine because I believe, even though it was a very small county, very, very small number of votes, only 2,500 votes here, it really is a poster child for what is wrong with Colorado's election. We go everything from mail ballot to the recount process was done in a very non-compliant way, and the voting equipment was completely non-compliant. It makes the perfect story to try to explain to our legislators, although they don't seem to care, how badly Colorado election law and processes are broken and need to be fixed.
Maybe we could go back, Melody, and look at the now that we've laid the background and the backstory in a broader picture. Who were the candidates and what were the races that they were running?
Teresa, do you want to say?
Yes, I will. It was there were several candidates. Some of them ran unopposed. We had Connie Trujillo running for county treasurer. We had, I believe, the coroner Tom Perrin on there. We had Jackie Stevens running for assessor. We had Steve Carlson, who was commissioner's candidate, running against Linda Joseph, the incumbent. We had Carla Gomez running against Melinda Myers, the county clerk, who was the incumbent, of course. And I hope I'm not forgetting anybody here. But those were the main players that we dealt with in any event.
And these are the main players that actually run the county, too, by the way.
Well, yes, two of one of the county commissioners and the clerk. Steve Carlson had never run for office, and neither had Carla Gomez. Connie Trujillo had been she's a Republican. She'd been in office for a very long time, about 8 years. Her third term. I'm not sure. But she'd been in for quite some time. Of course, Melinda, I think this was her, was her second term. But, Linda Joseph, This will be her second term also. So, and Linda and Melinda are very close, both politically and as personal friends. So,
and it's that clerk's race and the Board of County Commissioners race that became so controversial. I might add that one of the other very interesting contests that we don't talk about very much, and one where we can show that the wrong result was achieved, there was a special taxing district, the ambulance district, that had a tax, a mill levy question on the ballot. It theoretically won by one vote. We can demonstrate that there were people who were allowed to vote who were not eligible to vote in that election, as well as the clerk sent out unsolicited ballots to some selected voters and only notifications to others. And yes, we haven't talked about that before, Melody, and it's pretty interesting that it's not unlike a clerk deciding, oh well, I'll send out ballots to the Democrats, but I'll just send out notifications to the Republicans.
Isn't one of the major issues involved in this is this, you know, the confidentiality issue? Is that right?
That's a false issue.
Well, of course it is, but I mean. This is what they're trying to bring up, but we'll bring this up on the other side.
Okay.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Remember when the day
Welcome back to Govern America, and I'm Melody Hallett, setting in for Darren Weeks, and I've got Will Roberts, who's co-hosting with me this morning, and we've got Marilyn Marks and Teresa Benz, and we're talking about Swatch County voting issues, which we feel the pertinence of this election kind of is the microcosm of what's going on out there in the whole country, because when I started looking into my area, I was finding a lot of inconsistencies and questions. Granted, you're going to be, you know, it's people that are involved and that there's mistakes and errors that can take place. But then I talked to other people that have been involved in the process that claim that, you know, they're very diligent about trying to keep things on the up and up. And yet there's usually ways and means to get around those issues if they want to throw their election one way or the other. And I think that's kind of what seems to be coming out in this particular instance. Right, Teresa?
Yes, it is. And before I continue, I want to say that without Marilyn's help, I could not have done the level of writing that I had to do to explain the situation. At Marilyn and some of the other people from outside of the county who were kind enough to help us explain this and understand this. Without their input, because as a rule you have a general understanding of elections as a reporter, but this required an in-depth level of understanding that I didn't have, especially where it concerns electronic voting devices. I mean, I'm just, it's like, what is this? You know, I mean, we hadn't had those here before. I mean, we'd had the AccuVote machines, but not this huge behemoth that we used to count this last election. And so it really, you know, Marilyn really helped me, understand and you know, mentally masticate, you know, what was going on. And without that help, I couldn't have written about this subject.
Well, Melody, I think that one of the points that you and Teresa are sort of touching on here is the central point of elections has become way too complex. Teresa should have never needed my help or anybody else's help if the elections were run as they should be, because they should be so simple that nobody needs experts. We ought to be able to call in the kindergarten class or the sixth grade class to oversee and check the elections. And instead, they've become so very complex, there are only a handful of people in the state who actually have a good talking knowledge of the law and how these complex systems work. And when we get to a stage like that, we the people have lost control of our ability to govern ourselves when we cannot oversee and understand our own elections.
And this is what this program is about, Govern America. And we're coming up to the top of the hour, and we will join these ladies on the other side for another half hour.